I grew up in New York City, and I lived there till I was about 30. And at that time, I decided I'd had enough of life in a dynamic, sophisticated city, so I moved to Los Angeles. Actually, I moved there because of the time difference. I was behind in my work, and I wanted to pick up the extra 3 hours. Technically, for the last 30 years, I've been living in my own past. I knew I didn't want to move to the Midwest. I could never live in a place where the outstanding geographic feature is the horizon. The Midwest seems like a nice place to catch up on your sleep. Another reason I could never live in the Midwest is that it gets really cold there. You've heard of exposure and hypothermia? I could never be comfortable in a place where you can die simply by going out to the mailbox. Living in an area where an open window can cause death seems foolish to me. Of course, living in the South was never an option. The main problem being, they have too much respect for authority. They're soldier sniffers and cop lovers. I don't respect that, and I could never live with it. There's also way too much religion in the South to be consistent with good mental health. Still, I love traveling down there, especially when I'm in the mood for a quick trip to the 13th century. I'm not someone who buys all that New South shit that you hear. I judge a place by the number of lynchings they've had overall. Atlanta even found it necessary to come up with an apologetic civic slogan. Atlanta, the city too busy to hate. I think they're trying to tell us something. There's also the communications problem. I have trouble understanding Southerners when they talk. Some of them sound like they're chewing on a dick. And I really have nothing against them individually. One by one, they can be quite charming. But when you take them as a whole, there's some really dangerous genetic material floating around down there. So by default, I live in Los Angeles. And it's kind of a goofy place, I'm sure you've heard. They have an airport named after John Wayne. That ought to explain it. It has a charming kind of superstitious innocence. But if you really want to understand life in California, forget the grief clinics and yogaholics. Forget biofeedback, Feldenkrais, neuro-linguistic programming, and the Alexander Technique. Disregard spirit guides, centering groups, dream workshops, bioenergetics, pyramid energy, and primal therapy. Ignore centering, fasting, Rolfing, grounding, channeling, rebirthing, nurturing, self-parenting, and colon cleansing. And don't even think about polarity work, inversion swings, flower essences, guided synchronicity, harmonic brainwave synergy, and psychocalisthenics. You also need pay no attention to nude volleyball, spinach therapy, white wine hot tubs, jogging on hot coals, and the people who sing Christmas carols to zoo animals. Forget all that. The only thing you have to know about California is this. They have traffic school for chocoholics. Okay? Okay? California is the only place where you might hear someone say, Jason can't come to the phone, he's taking his wind lesson. The problem most New Yorkers have with Los Angeles is that it's fragmented and lacks a vital center. The people have no common experience. Instead, they exude a kind of a bemused detachment that renders them intensely uninteresting. The West Coast experience is soft and peripheral. New York is hard and concentrated. California is a small woman saying, fuck me. New York is a large man saying, fuck you. Still, I live in California, but I'm not laid back, and I'm certainly not mellow. I associate those qualities with the comatose. The solar system wasn't formed because matter was laid back. Life didn't arise from the oceans and humans descend from the trees because DNA was mellow. It happened because of something called energy. New York has energy. And all I can say is this, if you can't handle it, stay the fuck out. Living in New York is a character builder. You must know who you are, what you're doing, where you're going, and how to get there. No bullshit tolerated. New York people are tough and resilient. All the rest of you are varying degrees of soft. Most outsiders can't handle New York, so they wind up back in Big Loins, Arkansas, bad-mouthing the city for the rest of their lives. Actually, most of the people who run New York down have never been there. And if they ever went, we would destroy them in 9 minutes. People hate New York because that's where the action is, and they know it's passing them by. Most of the decisions that control people's lives are made in New York City, not in Washington, not on Pennsylvania Avenue, in New York City, Madison Avenue and Wall Street. People can't handle that. Pisses them off. Fuck 'em. And I'm really glad the Yankees humiliated the Braves twice now in the World Series. I'm glad the gritty, tough, third-world, streetwise New York culture triumphed over the soft, suburban, wholesome, white, Christian, tacky mall culture of Atlanta. Overgrown small towns like Atlanta have no business in the major leagues in the first place. So, concerning L.A. versus New York, I now have lived half of my life in each of America's two most hated, feared, and envied cities. And you want to know something? There's no comparison. New York even has a better class of assholes. Even the lames in New York have a certain appealing, dangerous quality. As an example of how hopeless California is, when I first got there, a long time back, 30 years, a policeman gave me a ticket for jaywalking. You have to understand the kind of people who live in California. They're willing to stand, passive and inert, on a curb when absolutely no traffic is coming, or maybe just a little traffic that you could easily dodge. They simply stand there obediently and wait for an electric light to give them permission to proceed. I couldn't believe this cop. I laughed at him. Ticket cost me about $20 in 1966. Since that time, I figure I've jaywalked an additional 1,000 times without being caught. Fuck that lame-ass cop. I've managed to prorate that ticket down to about 2 cents a jaywalk. One thing I do find appealing in California is the emphasis on driving. I like to drive. I'm skillful at it, and I do it aggressively. And I don't mean I scream at people or flash them the finger. I simply go about my passage, swiftly and silently, with a certain deliberate dark efficiency. In the land of the unassertive, the aggressive man is king. Of course, in Los Angeles, everything is based on driving, even the killings. In New York, most people don't have cars. So if you want to kill a guy, you have to take the subway to his house. And sometimes on the way, the train is delayed, and you get impatient. So you have to kill somebody on the subway. That's why there are so many subway murders in New York. No one has a car. Basically, if more people in New York had cars, the subways would be a lot safer. I hope you can tell. The apple, and it's not the Big Apple, by the way. The real term is apple. The apple is still number one in my heart. I'm so chauvinistic, I even root for New York to raise more money than Los Angeles on the arthritis telethon. And you know something? We usually do. California, bordering always on the Pacific and sometimes on the ridiculous. So why do I live here? Because the sun goes down a block from my house.